Back home, barristers are going on strike for one day in October over pay. The Bar Council says fees payable to criminal barristers are the same as they were in 2002. They talked with Justice Minister Helen McEntee last week, and she says she'll talk with them again before their day of action.
So as recently as last week, I met with members of the Bar Council. I have spoken to their president or chairperson on this matter, and what I've made clear is that I do believe there should be a restoration of pay. This goes back many, many years where there were cuts right across the board to public servants, and there are only a few categories of people where that restoration has not taken place. We're not talking about astronomical fees here. We're not talking about going above and beyond. This is a restoration of pay, remuneration for work. I have discussed this with the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform.
Why didn't they accept your reassurances on that?
Look, I think it's gotten to a situation where obviously they want to see action. What I can't do is preempt what's going to happen in the budget discussions this year. But what I have said very clearly to them is that this is something that is under discussion.
That's Justice Minister Helen McEntee on RTE Radio 1 earlier today. Let's speak to Sean Gearan, Senior Counsel. He's a chair of the Criminal State Bar Committee. Sean Gearan, good afternoon. Thanks for talking to us today.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Thank you for having me on.
Fees payable to criminal barristers the same as they were in 2002. Can you give me an example of the types of fees you're talking about?
Well, can I just clarify, first of all, Gavin, that the same as the fees that were paid in 2002 in nominal terms, but in real terms what that means is that barristers practising in the area of criminal law, barristers prosecuting serious criminal cases on behalf of the state and defending people accused of serious criminal offences are being paid in real terms 40% less than they were being paid 21 years ago.
Can you give me an example of the type of fees you're talking about?
Sure. So very much a standard circuit court indictable case, the brief fee is €1,144. And that could involve a book of evidence with 80 or 100 pages in it. It could involve hundreds of pages of disclosure material that needs to be carefully read, sifted and prepared. It involves probably at least a day of preparation in advance of coming to court. And then that's the fee for the first day of the case as well. You also have to remember that the amount of material that we have to deal with has increased enormously in that period of time. In 2002, for example, Gavin, there were no smartphones. There are very few cases nowadays in which there isn't some element of disclosure from smartphones, which can run to hundreds, thousands, and occasionally even tens of thousands of pages. So the amount of material we're dealing with, the complexity of the issues we're dealing with, all of these things have added to the burden on barristers over those 20 years.
Yes, I'm looking at some of the schedule of fees. As you mentioned, the one there, €1,144 is a case fee in the Circuit Court and the Central Criminal Court, a murder brief of €7,127, a rape brief of €5,704, a refresher of €1,562. Let's just take the case that you mentioned, the Circuit Court fee of €1,144. How much should it be in your view?
Well, it's not for us at this stage to advocate for specific fees.
You're looking for an increase, so what do you want it to be?
The action being taken by the Bar Council is to establish a meaningful, independent, binding and time-limited mechanism to deal with the long outstanding fee issue. We suffered the same pay cuts in the financial emergency as everyone else, and we suffered additional pay cuts that didn't apply to other areas of the public sector. We engaged in a process in 2018 which established, to the satisfaction of the DPP and the Minister for Justice, that barristers have provided at least equivalent efficiencies and cooperation with reform as has been sufficient to warrant pay restoration in other areas of the public sector. And what that means, Gavin, is that when we sit in court today, everyone else who's being paid by the state sitting in that same courtroom, whether judge, a solicitor, guard, prison officer, probation officer, they have all secured pay restoration. We haven't, in spite of the fact that we have provided at least the same and probably greater efficiencies in many cases. And what I mean by that, Gavin, just to be clear, is that we have cooperated with the implementation of the Victims' Rights Directive. We have cooperated with the introduction of new measures to protect vulnerable witnesses. We have cooperated with the implementation of digital briefing, which has produced significant administrative efficiency and financial savings for the DPP. And we also have cooperated with new pre-trial procedures to save time and effort by members of the public serving on juries.
Okay, well, you won't be in court on October the 3rd. What's it going to mean for people who need a barrister that day?
they won't be able to get one, unfortunately, for criminal trial purposes, for criminal cases.
Helen McEntee says she agrees with pay restoration, that she's made that commitment, that she's made her case to the Minister for Public Expenditure. The budget is a week after your day of action. Why not wait and see if she's as good as her word?
Well, I'm very happy to acknowledge that Deputy McEntee, the Minister, and Deputy Flanagan, the Minister before her, and indeed Deputy Harris, who spent some time serving as Minister in the interim, have all been supportive of our position and have acknowledged the efficiencies that we have cooperated with. And the same is true on the other side of the fence, so to speak, for the Office of the DPP. So we have had no difficulty in securing support. And we have had that support from successive Ministers for Justice and from the Office of the DPP in writing since July 2018. So we've got to the point where the patience of members has reached its limit, and there now needs to be a new mechanism to deal with this long outstanding and perfectly reasonable pay claim. And it is really, just to be clear, Gavin, at most, all the Bar has ever asked for is restoration of pay. We have never asked for a pay increase as part of this process.
Sean Guerin, Senior Counsel, thank you for speaking with us today.